Joining us on the phone today for the Boone County Historical Society, Jeannie Webke. Jeannie, how are you doing today?
I am great. How are you today, Jim?
Well, I'd like to see the rain, but, you know, we'll take what we get when we get it here. I'm not in charge of that.
Well, I'd rather have the rain than shoveling the snow.
Well, yeah, there is that aspect of it, too. And we're talking 60s here as we get to the weekend. Hey, Jeannie is with the Boone County Historical Society, and once again covering for Marty Lamori today. You are the one really that handles putting together a lot of the planning and organization of some of the displays. And right now, what you typically in November go to a veterans display?
We do. We have, this is the fourth consecutive year that we have taken over our lobby with a veterans display. There are 7 uniforms out this year that have not been put out previously. We go from a tank uniform from a man that was in the tank unit in World War I to a U.S. nurse cadet. Which they did not officially serve in the military, but they were trained to become a nurse in the military if needed. And we have her uniform and several others. So it's all different things this year that you have not seen before.
All right. And how long will this be up?
This will be up until right after Thanksgiving, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right.
And we have 3 uniforms. You need to check our Facebook page. We're putting those up every couple days. We have 3 uniforms this year that do not have names on them, and that we are trying to see if we can have the public's help in identifying them.
All right.
So check our Facebook page or stop in and see us and see if you can help us identify who wore the uniform.
That's one of the big things. We've got these items from our collection and stuff. Now we might need a little help for a little history on them. Help us learn.
Right. So one of them from World War II served 2.5 years overseas with the 7th Army. We know all that from the patches. Mm-hmm. We know that he made it back safely from the emblems on him, but we don't know who he is.
How? Okay. So we've got
We kind of narrowing it down a little bit, but we don't have a name.
Okay. Well, that's what, those are where we want to find out some of those things and help us out.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's going on now, and I know that I'm going to jump right into some of the things you are looking at. Again, kind of military background, and we've tried this before, tried to get some participation and help with this before, but you are really trying to find out more about some of the Vietnam vets and some of the materials and items they have. And some of the materials and items they might want to share.
Correct. So starting in January, we want to get a hold of as many of our Vietnam vets as we can. So next November, our hope is that the military expanded display for next November is all honoring our Vietnam vets. So to have that, we need information, we need their stories, we need their pictures, anything that they're willing to share.
Okay, so really, and again, that was one of those difficult wars. So some people are very quiet about what their service was, but some are very, very upfront. They might have some things that they would be willing to share and things like that.
And anything that they're willing to share, however they're willing to share it, we would be grateful.
So what are you looking for? Is them to make contact with you or one of the board members? What would be the best way to go about this?
They would probably want to contact me. And so the easiest way is just to send something to our email account, which is info@bchsiowa.org.
Okay.
And that'll get to me.
Info@bchs, Boone County Historical
Society. BCHS, Boone County Historical Society.
Yeah.
.org.
Iowa, right. Got to put Iowa in there because other Boone counties might grab that info.
Correct. So,
anyway, correct. I mean, I know that they're there. We have a lot of veterans there. So opportunity really to share some history. And this is the time, because we know about aging population. I had cousins that were involved and no longer, they have passed away. So there are stories and their history and things like that. That we just don't have.
So. Right. And it's it's way past time. So we need to make sure that we honor them.
All right. So they can make contact with you on that. And that's one of the things going on. One of the others, and I know because I was there when we reopened up the second floor. I got a chance to come in and see it. You started an ag area up there, and you would like a little assistance with that also.
Correct. Yeah, we have some things up on our third floor that we'd like to bring down. And, you know, as we said, is that if you have an ag history, if you are knowledgeable, if you want to sit down and have a cup of coffee and help us out telling us, you know, history of ag and farming in Boone County or identify old items, we would love to talk to you and we'll put the coffee on.
Yeah. And we've got plenty of Century Farms. They could provide some information. So
that's one of our long-term goals, is to have some sort of computer or interactive thing where it links directly to the heritage and the Century Farm site that the state maintains. Mm-hmm. And so people can see the history of that farm. I didn't realize that there was a Century Farm on my dad's side.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not on our, it's not my dad's branch. It's another branch. But I was like, I didn't know that. So I think it'll be good for others to know where their history was.
Yeah. I know some of the things you've got in there already were items that had already been collected. Obviously, I think from Geppinger's, we got some Walt, of course, starting the National Corn Growers. So we've got things like that. But you'd like to get more, would like to get more information. And now we know which way the yoke goes for the auction.
Yes, the city girl had to be schooled on that one.
but there's a lot of things, and this is just really, you're just really scratching the surface of what some of the things you've had, and would love to get more in there. You know, we've got people that do a lot. We've got some of the old tractors, things like that around. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what we find is once you put up a few of the things, then you get a lot of people talking about, well, I have, or I have a picture that you can make a copy of, or I have a story. But if you have nothing up, then the story don't start.
Then we don't know. So help needed there. And again, same contact information if you'd like to be a part and help out. Maybe your family would like to get together and do some interviews. Maybe you've got some older parents that, farmed a lot differently than you do now and would like to tell that story too. So there's a lot of things there that really would be a great help. And again, all over the county, any part of the Boone County, if you'd like to help out, that'd be great. I think when I went up there and I looked and I saw the different things, obviously we got Kate Shelley that kind of dominates one area, but you've got the Ledges who just went through rededication. You've got now an ag area. So there's a lot of different areas where we can expand and go into different aspects of the history of Boone County.
We're very excited about it. I mean, we're very excited. And one of the other projects we'll be working on in the spring is doing something on the Lincoln Highway. The original Lincoln Highway came right by our building. We'll be doing something on the Lincoln Highway.
So going to add even more there. All right. So the one question I have to ask, because getting a chance to talk to him, but we did have Nathaniel Boone and the Dragoons, I guess is the easiest way to put it, the Dragoon display. And, okay, where's the horse? That's the only question that came up right away. I did not go and see, but I know you had a horse as part of that display. So where's that at right now? Still with that display?
So right now, that's because the Dragoons were military. It is in the corner of the lobby for part of our expanded military exhibit.
Okay.
And then at the end of the month, we're doing a little minor rearranging in the Becoming Boone room. So the horse and one mannequin dressed as a Dragoon and some Dragoon information will be permanently in the Becoming Boone room.
All right.
So you'll get to see the horse, Jim. Come anytime.
Anytime the horse is there. And thanks to the Howells for that.
So. Yes.
I know you had a pretty good turnout there on the Dragoon presentation. So that was one of those things where with all the activity that was going on with the centennial celebration for the Ledges, kind of jockeyed things around a little bit. But you still, even on a Sunday afternoon, had a big crowd come out and hear about the Dragoons.
It's very exciting. It was very exciting, and we appreciate people being able to make these Sunday with a scholar rather than the Saturday with a scholar. So
we still like to, we'll work on more, but we've got other, your part of it too. I wanted to ask, because you talked about, you know, putting out several new uniforms for this year's military display and stuff. Your collection's pretty sizable, and I know you're doing the best you can to try to preserve that, but there are still other ways people can help with preservation.
Well, we're very excited because the Boone County Community Foundation gave us a grant for $2,300 to help put all of the military blankets and hats and leggings and all of the and paperwork and books into archival quality boxes. And that just got completed about a month ago.
Wow.
So the uniforms will be hung up, and they'll be covered with drop cloths or sheets. Mm-hmm. We need to find someone who will sew us some, take some sheets and sew them into drop cloths for us to cover those to keep the dust off and to keep them preserved. But all of the things now going into the military closet for storage are now in archival boxes.
That's a big thing, because it does help. Again, you just don't throw them into a regular cardboard box and things like that.
When we sorted them, we put them in archival tissue paper because that's what the budget allowed.
Yeah.
And so we had them somewhat protected, but we wanted to go to that next step. And so we're very thankful for the Boone County Community Foundation to help us achieve that goal.
And we can always use more, because you've got a lot of you have a lot of outfits. Yes. A lot of things over there. That's another thing, too, the size of the collection. I know you guys have continued to keep logging that. Are we making pretty good progress on that?
Joe Howell and Barb McDougall are making amazing progress on adding things to the computer. They go through a pile of stuff literally every week. So I would tell you about 10,000 additional items got cataloged in 2024.
Ooh, awesome. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing an amazing job.
You know, and I did want to touch back on some of the things when we asked about, you know, people that might have items that could be displayed and stuff. Some people do give you items and allow you to display them, but again, it's theirs, and if they want it back, they get it back. But there are others that will contribute items to you. Photos in particular are things. And I know you've been working with like the Main Street group as well, digging out some of the old photos, some of the buildings, some of the things like that, trying to get information on those. You have a sizable collection, and I know you make copies of a lot of photos. And so they get to keep those, but we'd really love it if they would be willing to share.
Yeah, if they want to share anything, we can certainly make a copy of it, you know, scan it so, and give it back to them. And we are kind of narrowing, you know, the focus. If it's for, we have some things that are not Boone County that are in the collection now, but we're trying to make sure that our collection and things that we put out have a Boone County focus, not just Boone, but a Boone County focus or somewhat an Iowa focus. So we can kind of track the history on some of that. So, yeah, we are getting things, you know, almost every week. But there are some things that, you know, that when we can't prove anything was from Boone County or even from Iowa, that we've had to decline. But, you know, there's only so much space.
Yeah, that's it. That's a big issue.
Only so much space.
All right. A couple of quick things before we wrap up here, because I did want people to know that the Historical Society has done a soup supper when we've been able to have the holiday lighted parade, and going to have a soup supper for this one coming up here. I think we're talking December 5th, right?
December 5th, from 4:30 to 7:30. In our community, our Wayne Erickson community room in the basement. It was $8 last year. It's $8 this year per person. Dine in or take out. It's always amazing soups. Marty Lamore takes care of getting volunteers to make chili and chicken noodle soup. And I think the third one, don't hold me to this, but I think it's potato. But I know it's chili and chicken and noodle.
Yeah.
And I love this event because they don't ask me to cook, because that's a good thing. And I can grit out exhibits within inches, but don't ask me to cook. And so But she does a great job coordinating it, and I love volunteering for that event because, you know, she just points me in a direction and says,
go do
we
this.
We need your help there. I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah. I tell you, one of the great things, too, is so many people, it is a great way to come in early, have soup and sandwich or whatever's going to be available, and then make your way out for the parade.
It is, and it's so great to see people that haven't seen each other for a while chatting and catching up, and it's a social event, too.
Sure.
You know, you're just not getting your soup. It's a social event.
Okay, and I did mention a little bit about you guys helping with the photos and stuff with Main Street, trying for the historic preservation thing. This is just, I'm guessing, just kind of a work in progress for you, isn't it? And if they have questions, you try to dig it out if you can.
That's exactly right, is that, you know, there's a lot to find and dig, and one of my volunteer parts is to scan. I have a scanner at home that has the capability of scanning the old photos, so I scan a lot of those, and so that's been really nice. And I did want to mention a couple of other things that
sure.
We have an annual membership meeting on January 21st.
Okay,
it's a Tuesday. That's our annual meeting. It's open, obviously, to the membership, but it's also open to the public.
Okay.
We don't have a time set for that, but it's somewhere in the 6:30 time frame, but
sure.
Just save the date. And then, of course, all your memberships are up for renewal.
Yes, they are.
At the end of the year, you'll be getting, all the current members will be getting a form in the mail, and you can renew online, or you can renew with the form, and those will be coming out at the end of the month, first part of December.
Mm-hmm.
So look for those.
And they could go on to your, I think they can go onto your website and do that too, can't they?
They absolutely can.
Yeah.
They absolutely can. And so, and it's, and just so you know, memberships for a family is, you know, $45 a year. So it's very affordable. But, you know, if you're doing your year end planning and donations and things, anything above the membership amount is tax deductible because mm-hmm. we are a 501(c). So, when people are doing their planning for year end, if they'd like to make a donation above a membership, all of that portion above the membership is tax deductible.
All right, yeah, and that's a big thing to remember. Yes, anything over membership, you get some publications and things tied in with it, and free admission. Really, what are you saying? That's
you get great. Free admission, you get the trail tails, and you know,
you don't have.
You're the first ones that are notified with. Saturday with a scholar and anything else coming up.
I was going to say, you don't have to volunteer to be on the board or anything, but if you want to help, you're certainly welcome to do that. But the big thing is...
The board or just to volunteer, we always need people to, you know, staff the building.
Oh, sure.
On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do, and usually Marty does a great job training people so they know how to do everything, and mostly it's taking money and turning on lights. So
that's about it too. Jeannie Webke's. Yeah.
I have one other thing I wanted to mention is we just met recently with Fairway, and they are going to help us update that Fairway gallery from temporary signage to some really nice permanent signage for that Fairway exhibit.
So
that will be coming in at the end of this year, the new year. So that room will be updated with the Fairway Gallery updated, and we'll be adding Boone County merchants information for our towns and different businesses from, you know, Beaver, Boxholm, Boone, everywhere.
Pile them out. We got all of them. I do appreciate.
I think we got it all.
Yeah, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us once again, people. If you have information, would like to share it or be a part of it, find out more info at BCH. Is it run next? You got Boone County Historical, BCHSIowa.org. I think I got that right.
You did.
Jeannie, thanks for joining us this month. Thanks for filling in for us. Have a great, great holiday time, and good luck on collecting some information for those Vietnam vets. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jeannie Webke from the Boone County Historical Society, guest on our program today.